Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Conservative.
What I don't like about Washington is they're very nice to your face, and then they take a shiv or a machete and they stab it in your back. I'm a Wall Street guy, and I'm more of a front stabbing person, and I'd rather tell people directly how I feel about them.
Nobody talk about politics, like, don't say anything, you know.
A marriage that's been through it all.
She has filed for divorce over his naked political ambition.
These are the views of a couple in love, a couple with children, a couple with differing opinions and perspectives. A couple that survived.
He's kind of like an impetuous guy. In many ways, that's great. In some ways, it's tough when you're married.
What leads them back to each other? Communication, conversation, and a realistic outlook on the world we live in. Your hosts, Anthony and Deirdre Scaramucci. This is Mooch and the Missus.
Hola. Is my mic on?
Is this on?
Is this thing on?
Is this on? Is this on?
So, I don't think,
babe,
I ever shut mine
so
off.
There's so much to talk about. I don't even know where to go. I mean, it's a chock-a-block, you know? No, it's okay. Like, yeah, but some people have like a word salad. We have like a news buffet. And so, I don't know. I want to start with like the real
salad,
nefarious
stuff.
Salad,
something I haven't eaten in 3 weeks.
No, we like starches, sugars, fat, butter.
We just went down to Starbucks. I got Anthony, we got hot chocolates.
This is depressing. This is what women do to men. One pump of mocha, no mocha drizzle, no whipped cream, non-fat.
So I hand it to him. He takes a sip and he's like, what the hell is this?
I mean, you know, come on.
I'm like, well, I didn't think we could have went to the Dairy Queen then.
Like a woman could make $1 billion off of this concoction, right? Because it's like a skinny margarita, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like Bethany Frankel's.
Why drink all those
skinny
calories?
Hot chocolate where you don't even feel the buzz that you want from the chocolate. But that's fine.
Well, next time you order your own chocolate.
We're here talking about different things. And so I don't want to start with Mike Flynn. He's a friend of mine, so we'll wait on that. But I want to talk a little bit about SNL.
Oh, that might explain why you're like, the judge was so rude. Or whatever. What did you say?
Oh, no, the judge was rude to the guy. He's like, oh, he sold out the country. You know, he didn't sell out the country. The guy made a mistake. He's an honorable guy. He has taken enemy fire for the country. I would like to see the judge's draft record and his enlistment in the American military. So let's go Google that. I mean, the guy took enemy fire for the country. He didn't sell out the country. Okay.
So what's with his two guys that work
for him? He's saying that he's a registered
him.
Agent. He didn't register as an agent of the government. He was going to be the national security director, and they were working for Turkey. So it doesn't smell great. I'm not in love with the facts, but, you know, he's going to get punished. He's already been
punished.
He lied. Okay, he's lied. So I know he's the only person that lies. So, all right, well, whatever. I don't want to talk about him right now because I want to go to SNL.
The only thing I lie about is to our kids' teachers about why we're late for school. Like yesterday, I told him I was blocked in the driveway by the plumber, but that was true.
So what if the, babe, why are you blowing yourself up? What are the teachers like listening to the podcast? She's right now. She's like, oh my God.
To the podcast.
Nikki's mom is like a skank liar to me right here. I mean, you know, how is she going to believe
no,
the doctor's
report? It's just been like, after we got home from the cruise. I can't get the kid out of bed.
I just want all the teachers out there in America to listen. Wife is the kind of person that would lie on the permission slip, you know. How many times have you forged the doctor's name, Dr. Gould? Okay, that's because she
okay,
listens to
the podcast.
Okay,
is there such a thing as like a verbal whiteout? We need that right now.
She's forging your signature all over the school system of Manhasset.
Oh,
okay?
My God, no.
It's unbelievable.
No.
All right, so let's go to Saturday Night Live.
We did go.
We went. We got invited. I got trolled for getting invited. There were nefarious liberals. I sat next to the Mooch at Saturday Night Live. I don't know how I feel about it. I guess I was creating an unsafe space for them, okay? I wasn't even farting in the situation, okay? There wasn't like I was dropping neutron stink bombs.
What he was doing,
that's
why I was so, why I was really trying to help you out is because, so Anthony's been working like a lot and flying everywhere. He literally like commutes on a plane and comes back in the same day. It's crazy. So Saturday Night Live, as we all know, starts at 11:30. So it was a late night. Plus we have these two young kids, right? So we're never sleeping. So he's falling asleep, like Weekend at Bernie's, like face in the pie, like on the table type thing.
I was falling asleep. In the Weekend Update. I don't know. I started falling asleep.
Right.
What do you
so
mean to do?
I'm trying That's to hold to him people. Onto him so that he's not like wibble wobbling all over the place. And I was thinking, this is going to be like, someone's going to tweet that like Mooch had narcolepsy at SNL or something.
There were three bad things that happened. So let's just talk about the three bad things. Okay. Number one. Matt Damon was in a skit about Big Daddies, and one of the actors from the Not Ready for Primetime Players played the Wall Street guy. And you and my son Anthony, in stereo, the two Tauruses of my life, attacked me and said, "Oh, that's totally you."
Well, if anyone watched
it, that's totally you. VIP parking, and you're barking into your phone. Period.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You know, you have to say period when you're talking into the phone.
Like, no, when you do talk to text.
"Baby, I love you. I hope to see you later tonight. Period. I'm here at Saturday Night Live falling asleep and have narcolepsy. Period." I mean, that's what you have to say. I mean, but these two jumped on me like banana cakes.
No, okay, it was written for you.
So, but the second thing was, you know, there was a couple of
jumped
people that
on
were
you
un,
like banana cakes. I never heard that before.
Uncomfortable. I just said it because it was like a word salad that I thought would throw people off that are listening. And so then the second thing was I was creating unsafe space for people that were liberal, and they were like, "He should be waiting out in the rain in the standby. Why did they give him VIP access?"
We were in the nosebleeds.
I said, "Well, first of all, I got VIP access because I have a friend that offered me the tickets, and we accepted the offer. Big deal. Everybody calm yourselves down." But the third thing.
So do you
thing,
believe with, I'm so sorry. You agree with Trump that it's just a Democrat's advertisement for themselves? That
well,
show?
It's a Democratic liberal love festival, but I don't think that it should be banned or there's no legal action. At the end of the day, they're
That's
entitled.
That's so stupid.
Well, no, what he's basically saying is that the FCC requires there to be fair practices where there's some Democratic news disseminated and some Republican news disseminated.
It's not a news. It's a comedic
I understand
skit
that, but he's saying that it's cloaked propaganda for Democrats. It's quote unquote one-sided coverage hour by hour. By the way, the president has done many things to change the world, but his syntax and the sentence structure and the fragmented sentence of his Twitter account are absolutely legendary because this is how he talks. He talks with no prepositions. He talks with no injunctions. You know, he talks with just the word all just pops into his brain. Sad. You know, and he just does stuff like that, right? Only defame and belittle.
Right. I love how I talk and you don't even
collusion.
You don't even acknowledge my joke.
I may ha ha ha. That's brutal. That's a brutal laugh.
All right, whatever.
But the third thing that happened, baby, and I want you to comment on it, is the opening cold open skit. What did you think of it?
It was hilarious.
And why?
Because it's so true. And I love Kate McKinnon's version of Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, I'm sure she loves it.
I have to go back to talking to my husband. I'll be right back. Because we do talk now.
And by the way, the lies.
And I got my soul back.
The lies are no longer eating
me from
myself.
So funny.
But, you know, look, I mean, I like, you know, you and I both like Kellyanne. We saw her last week at the Trump International Hotel. We both like her.
Why do they call that hotel international?
I don't know. That's his, like, brand for those sorts of hotels. So it could be international because the Saudis bought 500 rooms out of the inaugural.
Because it just looks like a bunch of people to me.
Yeah, well, they love hanging out in there. It's like a little bit of a soiree, Trump supporter country club. But what I don't like about what's going on, if I could just state this, then we can move on to another topic, is that we're not allowed to laugh. I mean, it's just so stupid. I mean, Saturday Night Live is very funny. The Republicans then should come up with their own comedy show. But I do remember them making fun of Barack Obama, and I do remember them making fun of Hillary Clinton. And so it's a liberal show. They announce themselves as liberals. And so I just
But it would be funnier if it was a little more balanced. You know, like sometimes like They should make fun of like Chuck Schumer.
Yeah.
Or Nancy Pelosi.
We gotta just a little
bit. They never do that though. It'd be funnier.
They don't do that, but I mean, I think they should. But you know, look, the ratings are down a notch, so maybe they'll jigger it up. But I love the show. I love the opportunity to go to the show. It's a historic show, 44 years in the making, and so I think it's great. And I love the reverse trolling of my wife's verified account, where she's writing, if I can be married to someone with a completely different political stance, I think we can all manage to be at the party together, especially at Christmas time. You got this! It's very good.
Trying to give him a pep talk.
Yeah, babe, it was a very good trolling, though. Mm. You know what I mean? And of course, the guy was like very upset because I just got hit by a guy that has 875,000 Twitter followers. I can't handle it. Like, look, I'm sorry. I created unsafe space for you. I was just saying, hey, God bless. Have a great holiday. You know, so
anyway,
so let's switch topics. Let's talk about something that I find interesting, and I'm interested in your perspective. Do you agree with the Senate's analysis of the sophisticated effort that the Russians executed to influence the 2016 election?
Well, I mean, it would be silly for me to say I agree or don't agree. I mean, facts are facts, right? They're getting facts from their investigation, so I have an opinion, which is...
So what do you make of it?
I do believe that they definitely wanted Trump to be president because for, I'm sure, many reasons. But
okay, so
not
why,
to say that
why?
He had anything to do with that.
So
you
he
know?
Probably didn't collude with them, but they probably were doing things to see if they could influence the election and tilt it towards him.
Yeah, because I think they thought that if he won, he would do exactly what he's doing, which is... engaging them, and which is fine. I don't think it's a bad thing, but I think Vladimir Putin sees his insecurity and weakness, and I think he preys on it.
Okay, so what's the president's insecurity and weakness?
No, he wants people. He's an interesting guy because he like slams and trashes people. He doesn't care if those people like him, but then he cares if certain people like him.
So and who are the people that he cares?
People who
like
he
him?
Deems. Important, and I think he thinks Vlad is a badass. So I think he thinks it's cool if that person likes him. You know,
does he care if Angela Merkel likes him?
No, because okay. She's like a, you know, run of the mill, like very straight laced woman who's running Germany, and so he doesn't care.
What about Theresa May?
No, he doesn't care. He should care about those two people because those two people matter in our world. They're allies. But he doesn't because to him, they're boring and they're not important and they don't hold any sort of place in the world stage. He thinks the other guy's a tough guy. So if the tough guy likes him, he must be cool too, you know? He's like 5 years old.
What about Xi?
I don't know. I know.
You think he likes him?
Do I think Xi likes Trump?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
And do you think Trump
wants to be... He might not like him after this whole tariff thing. I don't know.
Do you think Trump wants to be liked by Xi? Is he in the Putin category or the Merkel category?
No, he's in the Putin category, I think. Not as high up there, but you know what I'm saying. I think anybody who's just kind of general and living within like the lines of legality and normalcy and like not killing people on the side, he doesn't care if they like him.
Okay, you're the president's national security advisor. I hand you this independent...
I love when you interview me.
No, I'm just curious. I'm asking you the questions.
What?
The president hands you... You're the national security advisor. You get this intelligence independent analysis briefing.
I love that.
The Russians have
IRA.
Obviously infiltrated. They suppressed African-American voters, or they had schemes to do that. They tried to slant the election towards the president.
Mm-hmm.
And they've meddled in elections before, so it's not the first time. But what are the actions that you would take related to all of this, if any?
I mean, I think you sort of have to have a sit down with some of the social media companies.
Okay.
And figure out the security that they have in place. Because it's kind of crazy to be infiltrated by these foreign countries, you know, when it's affecting our democracy.
Okay.
So,
and so this would almost be like akin to somebody hijacking the broadcast frequency of CBS News in New York and putting out propaganda statements. Right?
It's like we have a firewall at our company. Say we didn't have any security in place, you know, technology related security, and then people are like sending out things on our behalf, and we don't even know it, and people are seeing it and being influenced by it. That's like very scary and should be tended to. Like if you found that out, you'd have to sit down and put more security measures in place. I think that needs to be done. But if for some reason, like Facebook and these companies, they don't want to cooperate. They give like very limited information. And I know that it's a company being run by somebody. They don't want the government interfering. But if you're going to have something that can be infiltrated by outsiders, it has to be evaluated.
Right? Okay, so they're almost become the new age of broadcast, and so therefore there has to be some level of fairness and regulation.
Right, I think so. Don't you?
I do. I'm just curious what you think.
Yeah, so. I definitely think. I'm all about fairness. I'm all about trying to be balanced and have a healthy country and a healthy environment for everyone to live. I'm not one-sided.
You know? Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So how do you make out and explain the Trump tweets today related to Michael Flynn?
And I don't know. So
is that witness tampering?
It?
Is it witness tampering?
I don't think he should be sending out any opinions or any sort of anything about a current investigation. I think he should just zip it.
Okay, so why does he do that?
Should we change the name of this to Donald Trump Psychology 101?
No,
I don't know.
I'm just curious.
Why he does anything he does. I think he's a flawed individual, and he has very different brain chemistry than I do. I can't figure out anything he does. I don't know.
Bing, 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 bum, bum.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So I'm just
I was reading like through the news today, and I was thinking I have to like really start reading about history and how our government is set up and all this stuff. Because explain to me the Obamacare thing. So how does a judge in Texas all of a sudden just say and conclude that Obamacare is unconstitutional? How does that happen?
Well, I think they're going to have a hard time with that, right? So basically what the premise of the case is that you cannot put...
Right. Now, I know the premise. You can't force like someone to pay for something. And I remember having this conversation with my brother,
right?
Because he never had insurance. And I remember, you know, he's a musician and he's an entrepreneur and he has his own business. And the first year that he was forced to sign up for Obamacare, he was like bugging out because he didn't have the money. It was like $5,000 that he didn't have. And he's like, I have to pay this. It's like mandatory. What am I going to do? And it was such a bizarre thing because it was something that, you know, everything, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I think they were trying to provide health care to everybody, but at the same time, they were stressing everybody out because some people didn't have the money for it. So I remember that whole thing. So I understand. I remember thinking, how can someone impose this on people who can't afford it? But they did. But now they're saying they kind of like caveated it as a tax.
Right. Okay. So that's what Justice Roberts said in his opinion, in that as long as you treat it as a tax,
so just changing the name and then it's all
imposition, you know. And he was trying to figure out a way to fit it, but there's an unconstitutionality to it in terms of the freedom of the choice of it. But if you say okay, you're now everyone is universally taxed this number, that decree sort of takes out the freedom equation of it, and then it's allowable by the government because government has taxing power over its citizens. But what I don't understand, and there's a little bit of irony here, if the court, which is supposed to be independent, and once you get to the court, whether you got it nominated by a Republican or a Democrat, you're supposed to go by the rule of law and be nonpartisan. And so there are certain decisions that go against the president. He goes bananas saying how...
Banana cakes?
Like banana cakes. He goes crazy about how left-leaning they are and the court has been, you know, hijacked by the left. And now this guy in Texas, probably a conservative-leaning judge, the left is doing the same thing. And so the left in one side of its mouth... No, the left is attacking the judge. The left is basically is basically saying that this judge is a right-leaning SOB because he views Obamacare as being unconstitutional. But they love Justice Roberts, who was appointed by George Bush, who said it's a tax. Mm-hmm. So this component of the decision, in my opinion, will end up going to the Supreme Court, and the Obamacare will stand at the Supreme Court like it has done in past precedent. But I think what we're doing now by politicizing these rulings is a real disservice to the rule of law. One of the Trump legacies...
That's how it's always been, though.
Yeah, but it's
like
worse
if you go
now.
Back to Roe versus Wade, I mean, or even farther back, you could find things. It's always a matter of opinion.
Maybe. It feels
and the opinion's based on your political views and your values.
Feels worse now to me, though. I feel like it's worse.
We have more ways of hearing people's opinions, which is like too much noise. We didn't know what everyone was thinking or feeling before. Now everybody's like, would you know what the sister from the SNL, the actress, her brother was thinking about you sitting next to him in SNL before? No, but now we know because we have Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, we're all on it. We're all in on it.
Did you laugh at the tweet that we got that said, we asked for questions for today's podcast, and the guy's like, yeah, ask the mooch how he stands up, even though he has no spine, and ask his wife who in her family he's holding hostage. I was like, okay, it's a good one. Like, God damn it.
It's brutal,
How miserable are you?
It's brutal.
Right?
Yeah. How can I stand without a spine? I don't know. It's very easy.
I don't know.
By the way.
He's very short. It's not much to hold up.
It's a burn. You're getting a burn from your wife. She's not even putting it up on Twitter. By the way, complete annihilation of me. And you want to talk about spousal hypocrisy? I'd throw the penalty flag of spousal hypocrisy. I posted a picture of my very beautiful wife, and she thought molecularly she looked slightly fat. In the picture, like she was catching a partial double chin, which was like not quite a double chin, but it was like a 1/8 of a chin. Mm-hmm. And she went bananas cake on me. You got to delete this immediately. You got to delete this immediately. You got to delete this immediately. Okay, no problem.
You didn't delete it.
I deleted it immediately. 100%. It's not on the thing. It was 100%. We were on the cruise, which was like you were going crazy because you're calling it a floating cemetery and so forth. It was unbelievable, which I was enjoying, which shows you the age difference between the two of us. But now I deleted the thing, showed a 1/8 of a chin as opposed to a double chin. And over the weekend, a picture is snapped by the baby nurse. We're coming out of the Radio City Christmas show. We're in front of the beautiful tree. I've gone full daddy to the great embarrassment of myself with the cargo pants and the New Balance, which thank God they were brand new, okay? And they took a full body picture of me, so you can see that I'm basically miniature in terms of my size. But there are the daddy cargo pants, and there are the daddy New Balance. And I'm destroyed. I'm crushed, okay? Howard Bragman, my openly gay publicist from Hollywood, sending text after text, didn't I teach you anything? I mean, this is a disaster for you. A disaster.
No, so the best is Anthony is going to me.
Does my wife delete it?
No, but I offered 100 times to delete it, but he's like, that would be even worse.
No,
everyone would know I made
you delete it. More emasculating, okay? I mean, it was just, you crushed me. You could have cropped the photo. Oh,
okay, well, this is the point I'm trying to make. That's how you dress. So why would I even think I'm going to crop out his outfit? I thought that would be more offensive to you than anything else. That's what you were wearing.
No,
so
right,
there
but
you
I was
are.
Trying to be comfortable. Those are my weekend pajamas and so forth. The other horrifying thing.
Doing.
Yeah, but the other horrifying thing about this whole thing is that like I didn't have enough product in my hair. Because you know I'm a very vain dude, and there was not enough product in the hair. So the hair is poofed up and I have a very high Cro-Magnon like forehead. And so if you didn't know any better, I looked like one of those 1970 game show hosts that was wearing a toupee. And so I was getting lit up on Twitter. Is that a wig?
Okay, for everybody horrifying. Out there okay. who's younger so than wife, 40, 45 or younger.
My wife destroyed me over the weekend.
He doesn't let me talk. Shush. Anthony doesn't know that a lot of people use the term wig as a slang for their hair. They're like, yo, what's up with your wig? He's like, oh my God, they think I'm wearing a wig. I'm like, no, Ann, that's what they call hair.
No.
That's like the time I sent him a text and I wrote like, you're cray. And he wrote, you forgot the Z. I'm like, no,
well, that
I
was me trolling you back.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
You 100% thought I forgot.
Get the hell out of here.
Oh, anyway, he's right. 55 next month. So
rub it in.
Let's do this.
Rub it in.
All right, what else should we
talk
about?
Taking you back on a cemetery cruise.
Yeah.
One more cemetery cruise. So teens are vaping, honey, and the alcohol and cigarettes are down according to a new survey.
So this is what I don't understand. Isn't vaping, isn't it just like a glamorized cigarette?
I guess so. It's like an electronic cigarette. It's the delivering.
So how is that any healthier or better than just smoking like a Marlboro?
I think it's delivering a...
Because there's no like...
composite of less smoke maybe, and it's more nicotine coming through water. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know anything about vaping.
It just doesn't offend anybody around you because it doesn't smell, right?
Doesn't smell. I think it gives off less secondhand smoke. It's you can concentrate it. You can flavor it. These things plug in like your cell phone. But you know, it's also on the rise.
Whenever
is the
I see
use
people
of marijuana.
Using it, I'm like, what the heck? Well, I know. Well, Cuomo wants to legalize marijuana
for recreational,
not
medicinal.
See, this is where I'm an interesting person because like. In some ways, I'm so lax, but I just think that's ridiculous.
Okay, tell me why.
Because we don't need the whole world walking around stoned. Like, come on. We're already, like, dulled out from the electronics and the phones and the social media. Now we're going to smoke weed all day. We'll be like a bunch of... It'll be like Portland, Oregon throughout the whole entire world. Like, you go there and it's like the lost city. Everybody's walking around like a zombie.
I'd never seen it. It's literally the zombie apocalypse in Portland, Oregon. I mean, it's like upsetting to watch it. And by the way, like the locals up there, they sort of think it's okay. I mean, I don't even get it. So legalization of marijuana, you vote no.
I don't like it, no.
What about vaping?
Okay, let me just be clear. For medicinal purposes, I totally think marijuana is helpful. That's totally different. But... like for people just to wake up and like smoke a joint or something and go about their day, to me is like not going to help the society. It's going to hurt the society because it's going to make people less motivated. And I don't know, maybe the Cheetos business will go up because they'll be eating more junk. But other than that, it's not going to help anybody. And what about vaping? I don't get it. I don't understand it. But I guess I wouldn't want our kids to vape.
So is it a sign of a generation gap? That you and I both
well,
understand.
I guess I'm getting
vaping.
Old. Yeah,
I'm not saying it that way. It's just different generations are view things differently.
I guess it's like a cool thing. I don't know. Whenever I see people doing it, I'm like, I don't know why you're doing that. You know what I mean?
All right. What about this new revelation that the phone is tracking your whereabouts, tracking your website usage, tracking everything?
I find it so bizarre. Like, so I went to the dermatologist the other day. Remember I told you this?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I kept getting these Botox and Juvederm promotional ads on my Instagram. And I was saying to Anthony, what the hell is this? Like, that's so crazy. But I guess it knew that I went to a dermatologist. So I find it so scary. I find it to be scary.
So this one app tracks somebody.
This just goes hand in hand with the whole... Facebook and Russia and yeah. Everybody like people is everybody
freaky.
No one has any
freaky dick no privacy. This tracks somebody into Planned Parenthood, one of the apps. Another person who was traveling with the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, they tracked the entire movement of that person, and as a result of which the mayor is
so where were they? They were probably at the
I don't know. He was probably at the gym.
He was probably at the vape shop.
He was probably at the vape shop. He was probably down at the local communist like party like convention. I mean, you know, he was probably...
Well, the thing probably didn't start moving until 12 because he doesn't wake up till then. Right?
Right. And he was probably in the anti-business community leadership council, how to destroy business in New York. And then he went to the snow non-removal event. Okay, that's
or the garbage that's non-removal.
Yeah, it was like, okay,
Upper East Side.
How do I destroy the Upper East Side in 4 years? And he was there writing a white paper in the New York Public Library. Okay, so those are all the things that they track.
And then he swung by Sesame Street and did a cameo as Big Bird. That's what he looks like.
Oh, my God. All right, so a little bit of trolling of him.
Yeah, there's no privacy.
Your phone's recording you 86,000 times.
I need a GPS recording of your 2017. I'm going to call up the government. I'm going to call the who controls this? The Air Force?
The Air Force?
I'm calling them.
I don't know who controls it. I don't think it's a.
I'm going to get your whereabouts. Yeah.
Hey, Neil, it's at this moment you're supposed to help me out and start like playing your stupid like ba 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 ba. You know what I mean? I don't know what you're doing over there. You're not helping.
Okay? I don't know what I said. Yeah.
So for whatever reason, that one drives everybody crazy.
You know, last week you say you don't like these.
No,
then this week you're like, looking for more.
When she's
trolling, you get more
Trump. She's trolling me. I expect to be interrupted. The program is being interrupted.
All right. Well,
okay. So all right. So thank God we're together.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
It's not 2017.
We're on to 2019. We're good.
It's about
we're
to
good.
Be 2019. We are together. I love you very much.
We're good
and
to go.
So 2017, that was a bad year.
Wait,
but
let's,
I learned a lot about life in
2017.
I want to
talk about something else besides 2017, and then we're
going
to wrap this.
Go ahead.
So Mick Mulvaney, we didn't talk about that appointment. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. What do you think about that? Because you were there with Reince, or as you call him, Rancid Penis.
Yeah. Horrific human being. I never met a guy like that in my whole life. And so... You know, we'll have to see what happens to him over life. But my guess is that karma is going to cause him to rot from the
inside out. I'm not talking about karma. Horrific. Let's not go there. Let's talk about Mick Mulvaney.
On Mulvaney's situation, I don't know him personally, but the president must really like him and really trust him because he's doing a couple different jobs. I think he's got the Consumer Protection Board. I think he's the OMB guy. And now he's the acting chief of staff. And so I think the president likes and trusts him.
Do you think he's going to keep him or just interim?
I'm not sure. But, I mean, here's the problem. If he's keeping him, he's got to replace the OMB situation for sure. Maybe the person that is now his deputy.
OMB meaning Office of Management and Budget,
which basically helps the president set the budget. Right. So, but here's the thing.
Well, he needs that because he needs $5 billion for the wall.
Yeah.
Stupidity.
So you think
you should spend $5 billion on a wall?
Well, I've already given my opinion on the wall. You know,
$5 billion.
The wall, unfortunately, has become a symbolic totem of the
Dr.
war
Evil.
Between Republicans and Democrats.
$1 million.
Do you want a wall?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the wall, but I can see why it's going to get built. There's the ideological struggle.
Maybe they can call that guy
symbolism of the wall.
What's that commercial with that Armenian guy with the he's always on with his like grandchildren. It's like paving stones. Maybe he'll do it. You know what I'm talking about?
How do you know he's Armenian? You're racially profiling on the
No,
on
his
the
last
podcast?
Name is like
How do you even
it's
know
something,
he's
you know, Gargikian or whatever.
Oh
it
my
ends
God.
You know how
baby
No. I'll use the word anchor, baby.
Baby, excuse me. Babe, we got to try to stay on the air.
No,
baby.
You guys don't know what I'm. No, IAN means that they're Armenian. I'm
Italian. IAN. Does that mean I'm Armenian? Are you saying that the last name is Armenian, right? You're looking up the paving stones guy on your phone.
Yep.
Okay.
You don't watch enough daytime television.
Yeah, so you're going to have him build a wall? Is that what you're trying to say?
Paving stones.
No, I'm watching the Fox News catheter ads and the and the stuff for like dementia.
Oh, no,
like
what's
that.
The, there's like, oh, the hurricane where you could pee into your cane. You know what I'm talking about?
The hurricane where you can pee into the cane in
no,
an emergency?
No, the hurricane.
No, you can't pee into the cane.
No, there's a cane. No, there's a golf club.
There's a cane that you can pee into in an
Cambridge
emergency?
Oh, Cambridge paving stones. Cambridge paving stones.
All right, well, baby, if there's a cane that you can pee into in an emergency, I may need that for Christmas.
By the way, hold on. I Googled paving stones Armenian, and it came up. Just so you know.
Babe, we're trying to stay on the air, baby. You know, we have to be, like, very sensitive. We have to be socially sensitive and politically correct, and we can't say anything racially charged. And
how is it racially charged to say the guy that owns Cambridge paving stones is Armenian? I don't understand.
I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm very sensitive. I have a very low flash point now.
You're older. You want to look younger.
So,
oops, just kidding.
So,
all right.
So let me ask you this, okay? Mm-hmm. Would you take chief of staff?
Me?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
What would be the first thing you'd say to the president as his chief of staff?
Nothing. I could never do that job.
But what would you say?
Are you okay?
That's the first thing you say? Mm. And then when he said, what do you mean? I'm totally fine. And you would say what?
I would say, I don't know. I would never take that job. Moving on.
Okay. I think it's a tough job. We'll have to see how Mick does. But I wish Mick well. And it's not as tough a job as being press secretary, but I do think it's a tough job. Anything else you want to talk about?
The guy's name is Charles H. Gamarakian.
Okay, I'm sure you butchered the guy's name too. I'm going to try to get him
Gamarakian.
I'm going to try to get him as a guest on the podcast and ask him how much wall he could build for $5 billion.
In Cambridge,
I bet you get the MyPillow guy.
The MyPillow
guy. Well, we can get the MyPillow guy on either side of the wall if someone falls off. They'll have a soft landing.
I think it's Gamarakian. I think it is. It's Charles Gamarakian. Okay, we're giving Cambridge Paving Stones guy a shout out on the Mooch and the Misses. And we're wishing you a Merry Christmas. We're not going to be on the air for Christmas Day.
Happy holidays, everybody, everybody.
We are praying for your families, and I hope you're praying for our family. And
whatever you celebrate, I hope you have a great holiday with your family and your friends and whoever's important to you.
We're going to see you in 2019, and 2019 is going to be better than 2018.
Happy New Year.
God bless.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.